Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Jordan Fladell, and he is with M-Level. Welcome, Jordan.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for having me join your show today. I appreciate it.
You got it. But before we get too far into things, tell us about M-Level. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so M-Level is a digital learning platform, and what we really specialize in is helping companies take their content that they have created in either a PowerPoint or in a PDF or any traditional format that they would use in person, help them digitize that content, distribute that content to the individual audience, either their employee or their associate, and then help them measure that on the back end to ensure that the training that they're trying to deliver for the employee has actually been retained so they can have great coaching moments, or in the cases of compliance, make sure that those people who may have challenges understanding issues fix those issues.
So some of the the way that your company is attacking this is by taking existing IP that a company has already and kind of mining that in ways that they had never kind of leveraged before?
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it, Lee, is a lot of companies have tons of assets. They may have done traditional training through PowerPoint. They may have done it through a PDF. They could have done it through an in-person conversation, a knowledge base. And then they want to take this piece of content and they want to morph it to a more digital, more modern asset. So they'll take it, they'll convert it into one of our existing templates that live in our system, or we can help them with that conversion process. But it's really code-free, so they can take that content, upload it, convert it, maybe put it into a simple scenario that they want to do, like a role play, a virtual role play. Maybe they want to do a quick assessment. Maybe they want to make a quick game, make it fun and interactive, or just upload a new video. We allow them to kind of distribute it. But the most important part of the distribution is that measurement piece, right? We give them that secondary component to say, hey, I, as the employee, went through that program, so I have knowledge. It says I completed it, so I can go forward with my job. And then also show them the data that they may struggle to understand from that particular engagement around the content.
So previously they weren't able to really accurately measure the engagement and also kind of the behavior change or whatever the objective of the training was.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, in traditional training, most of the time when you're done with traditional training pre-COVID, obviously things have changed quite a bit since COVID due to not in person. You maybe get a survey, maybe you take a small test and you complete the test, you turn it in and you get a passing grade. One of the things we think it's really important to do is actually be able to see, either in that exam experience or when you've been asking questions and answers, is there any patterns you might pick up? So that, for example, that let's say Jordan had gone through the training and he's one of my new hires, and Jordan did a great job of learning our culture, maybe he learned our org chart, but what he really struggled to understand was some of our key value props around the product. I don't want to learn that having Jordan's experience as an employee with a customer be a bad one. So I may jump in now, be able to see that I can help give him some good coaching versus waiting for on-the-job training. Because today, you know, in particular, with social distancing being a challenge, you can't really see and interact with conversations that your employees are having quite regularly anymore.
Now, you mentioned the impact of COVID on training. Something that I've heard from a lot of businesses that I've interviewed lately is that some of them are kind of pausing hiring new employees because of the lack of kind of face-to-face interactions and the way to kind of onboard them to really capture the culture. Are there ways to attack that digitally that you found to be effective?
Yeah, well, yes. And I would say empathize with all employers on that front, right? It's really hard to create culture digitally. But I think when you have to look at your training and your onboarding, you can do it in multiple ways. One is, you know, right now, you know, we can use a lot of the Zoom and Teams infrastructure that's provided by Microsoft on Microsoft Teams, on Zoom, by the Zoom Corporation, Zoom, and then obviously things like WebEx to create video connection. That one-to-one connection you might have would now be a video connection versus in person. And then the secondary piece is, if you use a tool like an M-Level when you're doing this, you have the data piece that allows you to have that other element of coaching, right? One of the things that you can do is combining both that visual component of both that Teams or Zoom interaction with an online training experience that measures impact of that training, you can tie that together to create a better onboarding experience and teach them about your company and create that culture. Because, you know, I think that's a great excuse maybe in March or April to say we're going to not hire because of COVID. But I think we now know that if that's our correct criteria for moving forward, that's going to be a real challenge. I don't think COVID's going anywhere for quite a while.
Well, maybe it's not that they're not going to hire, but they may not hire brand new kind of people right out of college, or they're going to kind of put that more on the back burner and try to hire more experienced people that can kind of get up and running faster.
Yeah, and then that's certainly one way to tackle it. Every company can take a person with experience and have them learn on the job. I would still encourage you to have some basics of new hire onboarding, no matter what you're doing, whether you're hiring an experienced person or not, right? You really want to have things that are important about your company, how you service people, what your values are. Those are things you don't want to bring an employee on no matter what you do. Even if they have the greatest experience and they can quickly transfer their, use that experience to learn what you do, you want to ensure they maintain your core values, right? Because the worst thing that we're doing right now is if you have someone come on board and they don't align to your core values, what are they doing to the long-term brand value of your company and the product that you sell?
So what are some kind of baby steps that a company can implement in order to kind of embrace this digital world?
Yeah, so let's just take the simple stuff, right? Let's just take core values, you know, I'm not young, so I'm in my 50s. And so I still remember when core values were rolled out, you were rolled out with a PowerPoint and then a bunch of posters were put up throughout the office, right, to reinforce that message of what our core values mean. It's a real easy way to digitize your core values by maybe going out and creating your video, taking your iPhone or your Android device and taking a video of you as the CEO or you as the leader, welcoming them to the company, talking about your core values, and then maybe make an interactive game where they can learn about the core values. The other thing you can do is, who are the people in the company, right? Create a quick who's who mission. It's actually how M-Level got its start, was really helping people learn about each other. Create a little game around people in your office, right? Learn about Jordan. What's Jordan's favorite hobbies, his favorite activities? How many kids does he have? Where does kids go to school? Does he have kids? You know, where is he from? Where did he go to college? What's he care about? What are his passions? These are things that would happen in cooler conversation, right? Or just through interaction that you can kind of foster through the use of a technology platform like ours to kind of create connected experiences, right? A quick video, a quick who's who game, a quick maybe a story about our values. And now you've kind of taken a couple of those things that would happen naturally and kind of put them through a digital delivery model.
And then how do you kind of measure the effectiveness of those kind of softer things?
Well, I would think about, there's a lot of great employee survey tools and engagement tools out there. I'll just tell you from an M-Level perspective, when we started the COVID journey that I know we're still on, you know, we implemented end of day daily stand-up calls, which are really a chance to share each other's day and how everything was going, as a way to kind of quickly measure and take the pulse. I also encourage, if you're small enough, for you to have interactions one-on-one with your employees as much as possible to kind of get the sense of what they're feeling, what's going on, and how to measure that. And, you know, one of the ways to do that with new employees is talk to your senior people who've been on with you for a long time, who they're interacting with. Right. So getting a sense from them, are they really adopting our core values? What do you see are their strengths or weaknesses? Where are they struggling? Right. It's really important to have as many conversations as you can during this type of time period where you're remote and separated.
So what are some symptoms that you have a problem?
Well, culturally, you have a problem when you see disengagement, right? When you start to see your employees not be responsive, when you start to see them, you know, missing deadlines, or you start to hear challenges in working with that individual. Those are things I listen for regularly within our organization. Hey, did somebody say they would do something on Tuesday? It's Tuesday. They didn't deliver on it. If it comes in Wednesday, I might not be as concerned. Obviously, trying to be aware, everybody's got a lot of outside influences these days with having to be parents and camp directors and whatnot, in addition to keeping your job. But that's one measure of it. And then the second one I really look for is, how are people interacting with each other? I'm constantly asking my leadership team, you know, tell me how your day was. Tell me what it was like to work with this individual. How do you feel like morale is going? And that's why we have those video calls at the end of the day. You know, my team knows this. I'm pretty big into facial expressions, how people look, how what their demeanor looks like. People, you know, if you study people's behaviors, and how their faces look and how they're reacting to comments, I will tell you, you can see a lot in an individual, how they're feeling on a given day. And then if you see they're not feeling great, you know, right afterwards, send them a quick note. Nothing, you know, even doesn't have to be something super evasive, a quick Teams chat or right in that Zoom session where everybody can't see it, a private chat, and just reach out to them. How are you feeling? How are things going? It may not be work related. It could be personal. But that's a good way to also get a sense of how that cultural impact is happening across your company.
So now where are we in the evolution of kind of this digital, leveraging digital in order to kind of ascertain the same type of intel you're getting by looking at facial expressions? Like, are there tools that can accurately kind of measure that as well as at a glance you can tell, okay, this guy's saying something, but his face is telling me something else?
Yeah, there's lots of employee engagement and sentiment tools out there, like tools like Bonfire and others that are out there that really better works that are kind of focused on the what employees respond to. I'm a little old school. People kind of electronically will say things that a little too, I'm not as sold on the electronic response methodology versus the human being part, but I think there is elements of tools you can use for employee surveys, to employee engagement tools, to the, where they can rate how they feel. And, you know, that kind of gives you that same sense of how they do that. But, you know, customer satisfaction and customer interaction is really important if you have people that are customer facing. And then team is the next one. How's the team really responding? And can you measure the team and how they feel like they're getting along together if they're working internally? So like your IT team may never speak to customers, but if they're not getting along internally and you're kind of hearing a lot of back chatter and that leader's not doing it, it's good to survey them or, you know, get them on a call or something to that effect to kind of connect in this crazy new environment we all work in.
So now what are you kind of advising your clients in order to handle this pandemic that seems like it's never going to end? There's kind of a feeling of hopelessness in some places that they're never going to go back to the office, that this new normal is becoming just normal.
It's a great question. So, you know, one of the things we advise our clients, first of all, is from a legal perspective, reopening is not just the concept of, hey, I'm opening my doors and I've been given permission by the governor for you to return to work or the virus count is down. Until there's a vaccine and until we feel like this is more like a flu pandemic than it is a pandemic we don't have much control over. There's an actual legal obligation that you have as an employer to set policies and procedures and then train all your employees on those policies, procedures, and document and measure all of it so that you're protecting yourself and the employee and your customers from that interaction, right? So it's clear to have clear policies, do very specific training on those policies, measure those policies, training to impact on the standpoint of whether your employees have knowledge. The second part of this is really the mental conditioning part of it. And one of the things I encourage our clients to think about is, you know, the future of work just rapidly changed overnight. The digitization effect is astronomical. I mean, if you just look at the number of people now who are now using Microsoft Teams alone before COVID, post-COVID, it's in the hundreds of millions of people that are now interacting on the Teams platform. The reality is a company like mine will never return to its normal state. My developers will always have been found a way to enjoy working from home now. They like working from home. They don't want to be in traffic. So I actually tell employers to embrace it head on. Encourage them to do it. If they can find a way to work from home and still be efficient and still be effectively growth company and grow your business and have a good culture, then embrace it. And then start to work on other parts of the business that would be impacted by that, right? Your real estate position. Think about your new hire onboarding process. How will you do it differently? Think about, you know, things like, do I want to give people a bring your own device model? Do I want to give them a bring your own learning model? How do I want to change to address this? Because I think, you know, if we get a vaccine and the vaccine pulls itself in and is approved by the end of, you know, let's say the fall, even mass production puts us into a spring time period, which puts us at almost a year when people have been no longer sitting in an office. And I think that's going to be a really hard return. I mean, Lee, we live in a city where traffic is a pretty big problem. And if people figured out how to get things done and stay employed without going to work, I think they're going to stay off the roads.
Now, for your clients, is the sweet spot for your organization enterprise level? Like, what's the range of clients you have that lean on M level?
Yeah, so we started our journey focusing mainly on large enterprises, very, very big companies, because we were grown out of a company in Atlanta that has a presence here in Atlanta, headquartered in Seattle, called Slalom Consulting. But over the last, since COVID has come, we've really begun to move downstream and move into the medium size and small business marketplace as well. It's one of the areas I believe that's in much need for training, support, and education. for their employees as any. And they're the ones who haven't had the internal infrastructure or pent up demand to do digital or remote training. So we've grown up in the enterprise space. Our product worked across the globe and still supports many clients across the globe. But now we've begun to move downstream, partnerships with the Georgia Restaurant Association, the Louisiana Restaurant Association. We're launching one with Georgia Child Care this week, form one with Aprio last week, where we're just trying to help the small to medium-sized business owner deal with this constant need to digitize their content and distribute it in a new way to their employee. And we know that that's a big pain for small to medium-sized businesses. So we're jumping in with 2 feet to get that done.
And then so what's the pain they're having where M-Level's the solution?
Yeah. So give you an example. One of our clients here in town, a local Atlanta company, Pull Apart, is a great example of this. They have all types of challenges inside their business that they have to train on. Standard operating procedures, how to stay safe in a COVID environment. What are our core values? What products do we sell? How do we service people? All the things that you would go through in a training experience, you now have that obligation to figure out how to do either in person or 6 feet distance. I mean, even if you're an in-person organization, you're still dealing with social distancing. You're still dealing with a bit of a phobia for people not wanting to be connected or in the same office space, right? So even if you're physically back to the office, you're still not connected to each other. Right. And I think you need to train people on software. One of the biggest things we're telling people to do right now, Lee, to be honest, is focusing on things like Microsoft Teams training. Right. You deployed a product overnight and just said people go use it. And for people who aren't digitally intuitive, they can be very intimidating. Everything in that computer can be intimidating if you're not digitally fluent and you don't know how to use systems. And I think that's some of the things we're telling our clients, too, is don't forget, figure out a way to ensure that your employees know how to use your software, especially remote. Right. So how do I log in the VPN? How do I secure my network? How do I get my email in a way that matters, right? All those things really, really do matter.
So now, as the pandemic kind of is going on, are you seeing any silver linings for your firm? Is it this move downstream? Is the silver lining that you're going to take from this?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's, I find it hard to say silver lining in a pandemic. It's a really tough one to swallow. I think for us, we're lucky because we have a product that is needed during this time period in the sense of the digitization of content and the training moving to a remote state and virtual state. So that is a silver lining for us. I think the silver lining for me when I look back at this is the fact that as a company, we're fortunate to be nimble enough to be reactive to support our customers by creating content in the COVID-19 pandemic space about mental health, around work from home, around how to stay safe from COVID, around how to reopen the office, we recently got involved in the event business and supported some of the drive-in concerts that you've seen recently promoted. So we've been lucky to be able to pivot and have a marketplace that's in need of the pivot. If you don't have that, you're not really fortunate enough. You can't move your company forward if right now nobody needs it. So I think that's the fortunate piece. The upside may be that we wind up working and coming downstream to help the small to medium-sized business and figure that out, which I don't know if we'd have done had this not happened.
So now if a company wanted to learn more about your work and maybe have a conversation with you or somebody on your team, what's the website?
Go to mlevel.com. That's the letter M, level.com. Go ahead out there. You can fill out a form. You can watch some of what we're doing in the small business area there. Lots of good content and resources. And obviously, we have a great Twitter presence and YouTube presence as well, where we do store a ton of content, and LinkedIn. So, and always glad, I'll just tell any listener, feel free to email me directly if you want to have a conversation. I love talking to potential customers and just people in general. So you can call me, email me at Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N. @mlevel.com.
Good stuff, Jordan. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Lee, for having us on. We appreciate telling the story, and good luck with the journey and keep up the good work.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be sharing these stories without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please check them out so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.